live a lot longer if you live without me.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King, live in Orlando. Floridians are in cleanup mode after Hurricane Milton in Martin County on the Atlantic coast. This man says he's been seeing strangers helping other strangers.
Chainsaws, cutting things down. People that don't even know each other just rolling up onto their front yard and carrying stuff out. And it's amazing. It's beautiful.
Correspondent Tom Hansen.
Crews have rescued more than 1,600 people and 140 animals from floodwaters and rubble.
Here I am. Got it.
Tropicana Field, the home of the Tampa Bay Rays, is now open to the elements, its fiberglass roof in shreds. President Biden promised to help those in need.
We're going to do everything we can to let you help you pick back up the pieces and get back to where you were.
The president says he'll travel to Florida on Sunday to visit the hardest hit area.
About 2.3 million customers remain without power. That's more than a million less than yesterday. Some 50,000 linemen are on the case. Cool, dry weather has helped make the cleanup a little less stressful. The biggest immediate concern is flooding. Several rivers already overflowing and expected to crest over the weekend. Most Florida airports have reopened, but Sarasota's airport will stay closed until next Wednesday. Airport officials have posted pictures of heavy damage to roofs and hangars on social media. Of course, the cleanup from Hurricane Helene is still very much in progress in North Carolina, as well as Florida. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says there's enough money to help victims of both storms in all states.
I have enough money to support the immediate needs for everybody impacted by Helene and Milton. We're assessing every day how much it's drawing down on that so I can continue to work with my leadership as well as Congress as far as when we will need a supplemental. We will need one. It's just a matter of when.
After a weak third quarter, Boeing says it'll lay off about 10% of its workforce, or about 17,000 people. The company has lost money for the past 5 years. Kamala Harris has been campaigning in Arizona, Donald Trump in Colorado. CBS's Robert Costa says staying on message could help him win.
There's a belief inside the upper echelon of his campaign that if he talks about economic pain and immigration in this closing lap, that he has a real shot of winning back the White House.
Israel is on high alert during its most solemn day. Here's CBS's Haley Ott.
In Israel, Jewish people began marking the Yom Kippur holiday, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. Extra security measures were put in place by a number of synagogues, including stationing armed guards outside and allowing people to keep cell phones inside to get possible alerts about rocket attacks.
The Dow gained 410 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
An expected post-hurricane gas shortage in Florida may not be as severe as feared. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Because so many Floridians topped off their gas tanks before the arrival of the storm, demand might not pick up for a while, says Tom Closa, longtime analyst with the Oil Price Information Service.
There isn't much demand in the next few days. You know, somebody with an 18-gallon tank doesn't necessarily need to buy fuel when it moves down to 16.
He says about a dozen tankers filled with gasoline are headed to Florida Florida from Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, and will offload once it's safe to do so. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
NASA hopes to launch its Europa Clipper spacecraft on Sunday. Launch was postponed by the hurricane. Assessment crews have been verifying that Kennedy Space Center is in good shape after the storm. Europa is one of Jupiter's moons, and scientists say it may have once been able to support life. They hope to find out more. Peter King, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some early sun, then afternoon clouds, and maybe a brief shower. A high near 60. Showers likely and in the upper 50s Sunday, breezy and cooler. And more showers around on Monday. Right now, it's 80.
Thank you. Memorial Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping. Come shop for your one-of-a-kind holiday outfit with Mary's Boutique. When? Thursday, October 17th. Where? Fountain Hills Apartments at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive in Mount Pleasant in the C Lobby. Shop for your unique outfit from noon till 4 p.m. This is a free event. Refreshments will be offered in the C Dining Room. That's Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping on October 17th at Fountain Hills Apartments in Mount Pleasant.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza!
Jinx! Oh,
get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Baby, sister can do it with me.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
From Hammes Field, it's high school football on DG Sports. Hello again, everyone. Dick Graceffa along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast and adding color analysis. Tonight it's a Southeast Conference game between two teams trying to hold on to second place as the Horlick Rebels, 6-1 overall, 4-1 in conference, versus the Case Eagles, 6-1 overall, 4-1 in conference. Last year's game was won by Case 48-12, but that was with the very young Rebels. The Rebels this year are led by Noah Larson, who has completed 40 of 54 passes for 720 yards and 8 TDs. Their leading rusher and pass catcher is Carson Fletcher, who has rushed for 1,280 yards and 19 TDs on 117 attempts. He has also caught 21 passes for 352 yards and 3 TDs. The Eagles are led by Leo Giappetta, who has completed 89 of 162 passes for 1,278 yards and 19 TDs. Their leading rusher is Malanche Eccles, who has rushed 86 times for 528 yards and 6 TDs. Leading pass catcher is Lincoln Meyer. He was our DG Sports Player of the Game in week one. He's got 23 receptions for 405 yards and 9 TDs. Now, my keys to the game, first for the Rebels. They got to continue to try to pound the rock with Fletcher. Larson must have a typical night as a field general and not try to get too flashy, and must generate a pass rush on Gepeda or he will burn the Rebels. Now my keys to the game for the Eagles: give Fletcher his tough yards, but no one else. Provide Gepeda with pass protection, and he will be successful. And try to keep Fletcher from getting to the edges. And with all that said, I'll bring in Dylan Dooley right now to give us his take on this big game tonight.
Thanks, Dick. For me, it's pretty simple for Case Eagles. Play your game. Do exactly what you did last week against Oak Creek. Dominating performance. You only gave up 47 yards of offense, 0 points. For Horlick, you want to control the tempo of the game, control the running game as much as you can, and just try to play clean football. It's going to be chippy. It's going to be dirty out there. Just do whatever you can to stay mentally sharp the whole game.
Well, you could talk about this. We got one of the best officials crew on the game tonight, led by Ron Quirk, so I'm sure they're going to keep this game under control.
Yeah, something about Ron Quirk's crew, they've done state multiple times, and that's for a reason. They're able to control the game, control the players, keep a good tempo to that game, and, you know, they're just an overall very smart crew that's very veteran-heavy.
And we can give you that crew real quickly. The referee, as we stated, will be Ron Quirk tonight. Umpire will be John Purdy. Linesman will be Jerry Wood. The line judge is Kyle Moore. And the back judge is Tom Turkus. So those are our officials for tonight's game. And again, Dylan, the one thing we have not talked about, I said the team that wins will have a stronghold for finishing in second place, because Oak Creek's already got two losses. And again, if it's Case tonight, they finish at Kenosha Bradford, a very winnable game for them. You got to start talking about seeding. What will that do if they finish up at 8-1?
I think that puts them kind of in the driver's seat, right? The loss to Franklin is going to hurt them, no doubt. Franklin will probably go into the playoffs undefeated, so we'll see them getting a one seed. But that'll probably put Case at a 2 or 3 for this area, and 2 home games with a possible third if Franklin could get bounced going into that stage of the playoffs.
Yeah, Athletic Director Joel Arbinger told us that he's guessing that right now, if he were to predict, they're going to have 2 home games. So we know that there will be at least, more than likely, 2 games here at Hammes Field. And you know we like coming to Hammes Field.
Yeah, it's a beautiful complex. They've done a lot to, you know, a lot of money, a lot of work to really build this up. The school is doing a lot to turn around kind of the mindset here as well. You know, there's just a lot of very positive things happening within the Racine School District, but specifically Case High School.
Well, it's interesting, Dylan. It's 6:35, and we have not seen one Horlick Rebel come onto the field. And we have to assume they are here by now.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're practicing somewhere else, warming up somewhere else, or what the case is, but it's definitely strange. There's only 2 or 3 coaches there on that Horlick sideline. They're kind of all just standing around talking. There's quite a good amount of ball boys for Horlick over there, so you would have to assume the team is here, but we have yet to see them with only 18 minutes to go in the warm-up period.
And we know they have a team coming because the cheerleaders are also across the way from us, but no Horlick Rebels. Could be a little mind games being played already by Coach Fletcher.
A little gamesmanship, yeah, definitely.
And the Rebels. But Case, they're warming up on the field, and they're getting loose. And we can tell our listeners that they'll be dressed in their home black uniforms with the gold numerals and gold helmets. And again, right now they look pretty legible, and we'll see how that works tonight. But again, we have not seen one Rebel come on the field, but I can tell you they'll be dressed. I saw their away uniforms last night as they were handing them out. They'll be dressed in their white away uniforms with the cardinal red numerals. Very visible, Dylan. And hopefully we'll get to see them real soon.
If you can look at the far side, their locker rooms over there, I do see some players starting to mosey around by that door over there. So maybe it is some gamesmanship by Coach Fletcher as we go into this big rivalry matchup.
And again, another fact for our listeners, the coach of the Case Eagles, Anton Graham, was an assistant, longtime assistant for Coach Fletcher. So we have the teacher versus the student tonight. And who's come out, Dylan, that you mentioned, it looks like, are the team captains for the coin flip. So I think what you stated probably happened. They warmed up and practiced somewhere else, because the only ones coming out look like the captains to come out to midfield for the coin toss.
Yeah, and there's a lot of team personnel over there by that locker room, so maybe they're saying, hey guys, we're not going out, whatever the case is, but it's definitely strange so far here tonight, Dick.
And stick around at halftime, because we're going to be really diving in to playoff information a lot. Good news for DG Sports listeners, or WRJN listeners, is that of the eight teams that we cover, five are already are playoff eligible. A win tonight by Waterford, and they will become playoff eligible. Then there's one last caveat, and that's the Union Grove Broncos. What do they have to do, Dylan, to qualify for playoffs?
So the biggest thing to get an automatic bid is to be 500 in conference. The next thing is to be one game below 500 and kind of, you know, pray and hope that your team will get accepted if they need more teams to fill that division.
And that's where Union Grove sits right now. They only have the two wins in conference, so they would have to win out to be guaranteed a playoff spot. If they get the third one, as Dylan said, and finish at 3-4 in conference, you call them a bubble team where they could or could not make the playoffs.
Yeah, and we've seen a lot of bubble teams in the past kind of upset in round one. Just because, you know, they play a tough schedule, whatever the case is. So we'll kind of see, you know, maybe they're one of those teams that play spoiler come playoff time.
But if you haven't been watching this Case Eagle team, they should have grabbed your attention after last week's win, as they went on the road to Oak Creek and pitched a shutout against them, winning that game 27-0.
Yeah, I think if there was any questions left about is Case the real deal, can Case play, are they going to be a good team this year, I think they squashed any doubt left in anybody's mind last week. Oak Creek was only able to put up 47 yards of total offense and a shutout, which is something that Oak Creek has not had happen in a very long time.
So the captains for both teams are out on the field, but as Dylan mentioned, that doorway entrance, though, has quite a few rebels standing there, but they still have not come on the field.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of them just came out of the locker room, and the coaches said, hey, go back inside. So I'm not really sure what's happening, but it is interesting.
So it looks like Horlick won the toss and deferred, so Case will get the ball to start our ball game. And again, if you're the Horlick Rebels, you come into the game and actually you got less pressure on yourself than the Case Eagles. I mean, they're double the size. They got almost 65 players for Case, and you've got 31 for the Horlick Rebels. So I think it's time we'll step aside for a few minutes and hear from both of our patrons and sponsors for DG Sports.
I'd like to take a moment to recognize our amazing sponsors and patrons who make it possible for us to bring you these games. These are some very special individuals and companies who share our passion for recognizing and supporting student athletes, coaches, and the community. We appreciate the support of our sponsors and patrons to help us bring you this high school football event. We're supporting our student athletes, coaches, and community streaming live, covering all Racine City and County High Schools right here on DG Sports. Tonight's game is brought to you by our terrific sponsors, Lingzon Lathrop, Sitco, and Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Frank DeCristo of First Weber Real Estate Services, Gordy Boucher Lincoln in West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin, Cancer Network, Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford, our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoenert, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Mike Paczynski, Jason Troitler, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Johnson Park Golf Course, and Casey Robbins. Once again, you're listening to Dick Graceffa streaming live coverage of this high school football event right here on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com. Follow us at dgsports.mixler.com to easily access the stream or to live chat with us during these games. That's DG Sports, covering all Racine City and County teams.
Thank you, Dylan, for that. And we want to also mention that tonight is Parents' Night here at Case High School, and they'll be introducing the seniors and their parents tonight, and cheerleaders and pom-pom girls. So all of those parents will be being announced right now, and while they're doing that, I want to take a moment to wish Mike Corona and his lovely missus a 50-year wedding anniversary. And these are the parents of Mike, Michael, who went to school with Brian Fletcher. And they played against each other in high school and then went to college at UW Oshkosh. So Mike's parents, which he's also named Mike Corona, and his missus are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary tonight. So we wanted to give a shout-out to them for Coach Fletcher. He asked that favor to be done, and we were glad to do that. So, again, to the Coronas, happy 50th wedding anniversary from DG Sports. So now they are announcing the parents. So while they're doing that, I think we'll hear from Travis Wilson and his with sports dot minute.
WISSports.net minute. Over 85,000 student athletes participate in high school athletics in the state of Wisconsin every year. WSN, Wisconsin Sports Network, is an integrated publishing company with a focus on the student athletes, their communities, families, friends, fans, and coaches. Their website, WISSports.net, is a terrific resource for everything high school sports. As a proud WSN media partner, we're happy to bring you this message from WISSports.net manager Travis Wilson.
Week 8 of the high school football season is here, which means it's time for playoff projections. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events. But did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions with their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility that can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. We're heading to week 8 of the high school football season, which means playoff talk is in full swing. Already, 119 teams have clinched playoff spots in 11-player football by guaranteeing themselves a conference record of at least 500. Another 60 are on the bubble and can clinch with one more win, while a bunch of other teams are scrambling and trying to get in position. You can check out the week 8 playoff qualifying report at wisports.net. Also this week, we produced our playoff projections, picking winners and losers of all the nearly 400 games for weeks 8 and 9, applied the WIAA's qualifying criteria, figured tiebreakers, and adjusted for the new tournament performance factor to move teams up or down. With that work completed, we were able to project the 224 teams to make the playoffs, the divisional assignment for those squads, and division cut lines. Keep in mind, this is all unofficial and subject to change based on actual results over the final 2 weeks, but it gives an idea of where things may land. Again, check wisports.net for the full details. There are 10 games on the schedule this week between teams unbeaten in league play, meaning huge conference title implications. Among them are Aquinas versus West Salem in the Cooley, Prescott against Baldwin-Woodville in the Middle Border, and Stratford facing Amherst in the CWC Large. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search your favorite podcast provider for the WSN podcast.
That was our Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Travis Wilson, Wisports.net Manager.
Yeah, thank you to Travis Wilson for doing that. It's a very informative thing that he does every week, and he actually does it twice a week. He puts one out on Monday afternoon and then puts another one out closer to Football Friday to give us all the information we need about football and other respective fall sports. So all of the senior players and their parents have been introduced, and they are leaving the field, and the next thing that will happen will be the Horlick Rebels will be introduced as a team, and then probably Dylan will finally see them come on to the field. That should happen real shortly. So now they're going to introduce the cheerleader and dance team members, seniors, and their parents. So that'll be done right now. So I want to make sure they get credit too. But again, Dylan, how does that work? In your opinion, how does that work for Coach Graham and his Eagles to not see the Horlick Rebels warm up? I've never seen that before, where a visiting team hasn't come on the field and warmed up, you know, at 6:15 like they're supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, there's no rule that says they have to warm up on the field, anything like that. It's very interesting, though, because, you know, your players got to get used to playing on the surface, everything like that. So we'll see what kind of impact it has here tonight. But, again, a little bit of gamesmanship, a little bit of mind games played by Coach Fletcher. We could see their team still kind of congregating around that door, but their coaches are not letting them out yet.
But their cheerleaders have just come out now, and they're going to assemble, so maybe they'll come out shortly. But I know one thing, we're going to kick off at 7 p.m. We're going to have a game, and Horlick has, it appears, they won the toss because Case is going to receive the kickoff. And again now, nowadays, sometimes teams win the coin toss and they take the ball.
Yes.
As we we well know from last year with Coach LaFleur in that playoff game. And interestingly enough, Dallas against Pittsburgh, Coach McCarthy won the toss and took the ball right away. So we are assuming that they won and deferred, but they may have won and said, we want the ball right away, the Eagles.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a possibility. Case kind of probably wants to set the tone here tonight that, hey, we're not taking a game off. We're going to come out and we're going to punch you right in the mouth on the first drive of the game by trying to put up points. I'm totally in favor of it. I think deferring to the second half against the team that you know you're going to be struggling against is always a good option. We did it a lot when I played. Hey, we know at halftime we're going to be down 35, 40 to nothing. So, hey, let's give our offense a chance first drive of the second half to get the ball back. So, you know, anything like that could always be a possibility, but that's why they play the game.
And it appears the Rebels are making their way finally onto the field here at Hamas. And again, as I mentioned, they'll be dressed in their away white uniforms, white pants, white jerseys, the cardinal red numerals, silver helmets.
It's a clean look, Dick. I haven't seen Horlick pictures, film, nothing like that, but it's definitely a clean look.
And getting back to the strategy here, if you're the Horlick Rebels and that coaching staff, you got to try to keep this one close from the get-go, because if it gets away, if Case gets up by 14, say, in that first quarter, it could be a long night for the Rebels and this officiating crew.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, when the score starts to get lopsided, teams get very chippy. They start talking a lot. A lot of UNS unsportsmanlike conduct penalties happen. So that's where, you know, a veteran officiating crew such as this one will be able to control that game heavily.
And we talked about this crew. Let's give them a little bit of love. The Ron Quirk officiating crew that we had asked. We had asked them, specifically Kyle Moore, about what they got as far as playoff assignments, and they said they got a level two game and a sectional semifinal game, which is equivalent to a level four game. So they got a 2-4. That speaks volumes for how good this crew is.
Yeah, last year they worked a level one. And then the level three game, I don't remember what it's renamed to now, but it's kind of, I don't want to say a rite of passage, but normally you work a one, a three, the next year you work a two and a four, and the fifth year, or the third year then, you're usually at state. So that's something that hopefully this crew will be able to get to next year, but if they do work state, they would work a one, a three, and then the level five, which is that state championship game.
Well, we're going to have our national anthem sung here very shortly, and it will be sung by Alana Conley, will sing our national anthem for us. And once that is done, we'll be ready to kick this one off in about 5 minutes. But again, Alana Conley will sing our national anthem very shortly.
It's interesting, too, Dick. The clock has reset itself to the 12-minute game time, and Case is not out here now. So maybe a little bit of mind games back the other way.
Yeah, because the Rebels are standing. They're standing in position for the national anthem. Now the Case Eagles come onto the field. Running through that gigantic eagle. Inflatable eagle that they have here, and they run out to the middle of the field. So again, both teams come in at 6-1. The winner of this game will have a stronghold for finishing runner-up, more than likely, to the Franklin Sabres in the Southeast Conference.
Our national anthem tonight by Alana.
So Alana Connolly will be singing our national anthem here very shortly.
National anthem sung by Alana.